D's got the beer, I've got the food. It is that time of week again, time to feed the resistance. Good morning, D.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
I'm great.
I should say happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday,
thanks.
And that's kind of the theme behind today's edition of Feed the Resistance. I picked this out because my mom just loves salmon, so I wanted to make something with salmon.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the rule was, when I was a little kid, the rule was I had to try everything.
Okay.
It was okay if I didn't like it,
right?
But I had to at least try it.
Yep.
My sister, born 4 years later, new doctor who said, oh, no, mealtime should be family time. It should be happy, and don't argue with her. Don't make her eat things she doesn't like. So my sister, consequently, will eat cold hot dogs with nothing on them, SpaghettiOs, spaghetti noodles with no sauce, just a little butter. That's about the extent of what my sister eats.
Yep.
I, on the other hand, will try absolutely everything.
See? There you go.
All right. Now, I said my mom is a salmon fan.
Yeah.
However, my mom is also kind of a picky eater, not real experimental. So I'm not sure she's going to like this, but the rule is going to be on Sunday, she's going to have to try
That's
it.
That's right. You got to try it.
That's the rule. You got to try it. And when I moved back to Wisconsin a couple of years ago, and I was living with them for a little bit, and I'd cook dinner every once in a while, and you have to try it. You don't have to like everything, but you have to try everything. So
that's awesome.
This is for my mom. We made a summertime salmon salad today.
Okay.
And it's salmon and some spices and homemade mayo in there as well.
Wow, look at you.
Exactly.
Extra bougie.
Yeah, exactly. What are we pairing this with today?
So I went with a Madison favorite, without a doubt, Fantasy Factory from Carbon 4.
I am a fan.
Oh, yeah. Huge fan. Really wanted to feature this beer, too, because now we're rolling into summertime. This is one of my favorite summer slammers, and they have it in the 19.2-ounce can. So the new big cans, perfect for summer. And I mean, to all my fellow campers out there, you know what I'm saying. Nothing like having that tall boy when you're out setting up camp.
My only problem with a tall boy is it sometimes gets warm before I finish it off.
Pat, I have a great solution for you.
Drink faster.
Drink faster. and I wanted to use an IPA to pair with the salmon. I like the citrusy, fruity notes of an IPA, and I thought that would be what would complement fish well. You think about fish.
Absolutely.
You like pairing the different herbs and the fruits with it. So I was like, all right, well, we'll see how it goes, and I guess we'll find out.
All right, let's do it. Let's give this a try. I've got the beer here, but I can't reach the salmon, so you're going to have to help me out.
I'm going to dip and then pass.
Oh, that beer is just as good as I remember.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
And now I'm going to big dip here. And as always, Dee does a wonderful job of doing the pairing with that. Even not knowing exactly what I'm going to make.
Right.
I send her a little note saying, yeah, summertime salmon salad. And this is what she comes up with. And it works absolutely perfectly.
I love it, too. I really do. And I found some other recipes, too, for salmon with IPA-based sauces that you can put on
top
of.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
So throwing that out there, too. Go freestyle on your salmon.
All right. Sounds good. We should also mention that next week for Kibble for a Cause.
Yes.
We are having Yappy Hour.
That's right. With Carbon 4.
With Carbon 4. Exactly. So if you come out to make a donation to the dogs and cats, you can take home a 6-pack and Carbon 4 will make a donation to Kibble for a Cause.
Loves it.
And you can find all that information at altmad.com.
Perfect. I'll be out there too.
All right. Sounds good. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday, right about this time on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.